Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Thursday, everybody. He's Adam Parahawk. I'm Sean Campbell. Your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Another snowy Thursday. Was really hoping that maybe we'd be kind of sort of done with this for a little bit, but
it's not that bad. But I mean, I'll take this as opposed to, you know, the negative with the wind chill. It was like -7. Where we live by the lake or the river, so it's like -100.
Feels like about -100.
There was some shrinkage. That's all I'm going to tell you.
That's more than I wanted to know, quite honestly. Yeah, at least today, currently, wind chills around 15, which is, I guess, an upgrade, but we're supposed to get back down to 2 tomorrow night.
Yay. But then, like Monday, it's like in the 30s, Tuesday's in the 40s.
Yeah, this is true.
Pure Michigan.
That's just kind of how it goes in this state, unfortunately. Hopefully, some of this will start to melt or we'll at least get some of the ice off the roads. That'd be great.
Right.
Be nice to not be a skating rink all the way to work every day.
Yeah,
that'd
especially
be cool.
Guys like me who are, you know, got cheapo tires.
Yeah, you might want to do something about that.
Yeah, it's who needs to go to Six Flags or Cedar Point? I just ride with me on a snowy road. You get the same thrill.
True. Well, that ride still only goes about 25 miles an hour, so. I've seen how you drive on a normal day, man.
Yes, I am a grandmother on the road, and I don't care.
A little bit. Yeah, it would be rather nice, though, to not have to worry about this, but, well.
Here's where we find ourselves.
It is.
What is it? What they say? How many more weeks until spring?
Not nearly. Too many. Too many. That's what it is.
Too many weeks, yep.
Yep, I believe that's the exact too many weeks. Much to do today, and I swear it's not all just going to be me bitching about the weather until 6 o'clock. Stick around to this happy hour at Solid State Radio. Soul Asylum at your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell, and I feel like I've really kind of deprived Adam these last few days. Like, we've had so much stuff to talk about in the football realm that I haven't even given him a chance to do that hockey. So let's remedy this, shall we?
Well, I can't really blame anybody. It's pretty exciting. I mean, things are looking really good for the Detroit Lions. But there's another Lion in Detroit. Alex Lyon. This guy, I was still going to say this kid, but he's 31 years old. He is, I don't know what holds for him in the future. I know he's been like pretty much a career AHLer. But right now, Alex Lyon is dialed in to his play.
I don't think that career AHLer is necessarily fair. I mean,
he's only got like 50-some games of NHL experience.
But yeah, he's not that old either, right? I mean,
31.
Is he that old? Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I don't think I realized that he was that old, man.
Well, we just assumed he was younger because we kind of finally figured out who he was thanks to Florida's great run last year.
True.
So the Wings go into Florida, speaking of Florida, and they win it 3-2 in overtime. Your Detroit Red Wings, in the year of our Lord, 2024, are 6-0-1.
Gotta love that.
They currently sit third place in the Atlantic Division, meaning if the playoffs were to start today, we've always played the scenario, what would happen if the playoffs started today? And it's always like, well, they are just outside of a wild card spot, or they're in the wild card spot. They are number 3 in the Atlantic Division. They would play, I believe, Florida in the first round of the playoffs. Playoffs. So, good on them. I mean, really enjoyable hockey. Dylan Larkin with a pair of goals, including the game winner. I think Robbie Fabry with the second goal for the Red Wings.
Yep, Fabry. Rasmussen, I believe, had the other, and then Dylan Larkin in OT.
Oh, okay. All right, I got something wrong there. I thought Larkin had scored, but Michael Rasmussen, good.
No, yeah, Larkin's was he was the game winner.
Right, I thought he had scored too. Good, okay, and I did watch the game, folks. I really did.
Alimata and Andrew Kopp on the assist for Rasmussen. Rasmussen also getting an assist on the Fabry goal.
Not too bad. Good on him. I mean, looking at the standings, you got Boston and Florida just doing their things. And then there's a big 7-point difference between Florida and Detroit. So, I mean, unless the wheels really come off of Florida's game, which they're in their last three, they're 0-2-1. Detroit's pretty much going to be it's going to be a fight for that third spot. You got Toronto at 50 points, Tampa at 49. So it's going to be a dogfight for the rest of the season. But still, it's fun to watch. It's nice to see us up there as opposed to where Buffalo and Ottawa currently stand.
And here we thought Buffalo was going to make some noise this year. And
They've got Tage Thompson, who I'm a fan of him when he's not playing the Red Wings because he is kind of a irritant when he's playing for against his opponent there. He can make things a little difficult for him. But, I mean, Buffalo, they've got a lot of things they need to address. These number one draft picks that they've stockpiled are not really panning out. Now, back to Alex Lyon. There's a lot of people, and by a lot of people I'm talking about the Slappies on your normal Detroit Red Wings fan book, Facebook fan sites. They're saying, Stevie, sign him to an extension, lock him up. What do you think? John, if you were Steve Yzerman, would you offer him an extension? I think he's got this year and one more year on his deal. He's playing good right now. Do you think he's going to be able to continue this to warrant an extension? Or is this kind of like, let's see how it plays out?
I don't know if I'm talking extension right now. I mean, he's done well in relatively recent history.
Yes.
And we know that record kind of has a lot of wins against not-so-great teams.
Well, I mean, they did just win against Florida, the defending Eastern Conference champions. They did beat Toronto. I mean, the whole team seems to be able to really piece it together when it comes to these bigger teams.
But, I mean, also, we've seen a couple of these one-season wonders before. I mean, a lot of people were ready to lock down Ville Husso at one point, thinking, okay, we found the next guy.
Yep.
A lot of people thought the same thing.
About Manny Legacy. I was one of them.
Alex Nedeljkovic.
Nedeljkovic, yeah, Ned.
Like, they thought that about him. Like, okay, he's really going to be something long-term, and how'd that work out for you?
Dialed
I am not really convinced, not that he's not doing well, and give him all the props in the world for how he's currently performing.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see a little more before I start talking extension.
Yep.
Let's see how he finishes out the season, at least.
Well, I mean, the Slappies on the Facebook pages, they're very reactionary. Oh.
Yeah, very.
Michael Rasmussen, I mean, I've seen it so many times where somebody like, oh, Rasmussen, completely missing that. Trade him, get rid of him, and then he scores a goal. And everybody says, of course, people get on the comments on that post. They're like, well, this didn't age well. Keep watching the game, bud.
Yeah, this is why Steve Yzerman doesn't take advice from people on Facebook.
I wonder if he's like secretly, you know, pawing through some of these sites. If they want me to like sign him to a how many year deal? 15-year deal? Get out of here. I'm not doing that.
I want to do a full-on Rick DiPietro for this guy. I don't understand it.
Oh, here's another one. Oh, Steve Yzerman should just trade Michael Rasmussen and Lucas Raymond for Connor McDavid. Oh, whoa, why didn't I think of that? Way to go, Greskin.
I mean, why wouldn't that work? I don't understand.
Yeah. I have seen a lot of, and it's just rumor, about the Wings getting into a trade with the Blue Shirts, the New York Rangers, for Kaapo Kakko. Now, and I think I saw, who did I see going that way? I think Daniel Sprong was part of that deal. And
interesting.
I can't remember who else. It was two names where like, oh, I could see it. Kaapo Kakko, has he really blossomed like they all thought he did? I'm asking because I don't know, because I don't remember really seeing his name.
The answer to that would be no. Sprong has more goals than him by a fairly wide margin. Now, Kakko's only played 22 games this season, for whatever that might be worth.
Ooh, 3 goals and 1 assist. Yikes.
Yeah.
He's a +3 for whatever that's worth.
I'm not sure what that's really worth, and also the fact that he's only played in about half the games this season. Like, he's never going to be what New York drafted him to be. Like, they were thinking he was going to be a cornerstone franchise player, and that just has not turned out that way.
No. I guess I wouldn't put the bust tag on him just yet, but
it's tempting, though.
It's there.
Like, he hasn't, in playing four full seasons thus far, he hasn't even topped 20 goals.
Yikes.
For a, what was he? He was a second overall pick. You expect a little bit better than, you know, a high watermark of 18 goals a season.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got Lafreniere. I mean, he's doing a little bit better. 11 goals, 15 assists on the year. He's a minus 7 in 43 games.
See, there's another one that, like, he has not panned out, I don't think, the way that anyone thought he would. Like, no. So many people expected he was just going to come in and be, a, you know, another generational Connor McDavid, Connor Bedard type talent, and it absolutely did not go that way. He hasn't topped 20 goals in a season either, and he's a number one overall pick.
Yep.
Like, how is that happening?
Do you maybe blame coaching, even though they had Gerard Gallant for a hot minute? But, I mean, maybe, I don't know, I just, maybe Gallant wasn't the hockey whisperer that we all thought he was.
Well,
I mean,
they got Peter Laviolette now, and that's still not seemingly doing a whole lot for him.
Peter Laviolette, he's got a good pedigree. I've heard of that guy before, once or twice.
He's done some things. Like, it's not like they have bad coaching there, necessarily. I mean, you can make the argument that maybe David Quinn was. Although, I think at the time I said that letting him go was not necessarily the smartest thing that team ever did.
No, absolutely not.
But I mean, Laviolette, I mean, he's got a cop, man. Like, you gotta at least give the man a little bit of respect there. But for whatever reason, they've not been able to develop those two guys into really elite NHL players, which is kind of what you expect when you draft a guy in the top two in the draft.
Yeah, you expect a little bit of more production.
Little bit, man.
But not. That's not where we find ourselves, unfortunately. Side note, really off to the side, you see Nolan Patrick, who was the number two pick for the Flyers. He ended his career. He's done. After like five, six seasons.
Wow, it's been that long?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was supposed to go number one. He ended up falling to number two and picked up by Flyers. And then that was Nico Hischier. Was picked up by Jersey.
That is just insane. Well, he also hasn't played in the majors since the 21-22 season.
Yeah, injury issues, CTE, and all that stuff. So that's kind of
yeah. Hate to see that.
It just got me thinking about it because we were talking about draft picks like Kako and Lafreniere,
and he was a second overall pick. Like you just can't count on these things, I guess.
Nope, nothing's guaranteed. I mean, and then because then you get like in a case of the Red Wings, it's a lot like the Red Wings. You have like, you know, Pavel Datsyuk, who was in like the seventh draft in the seventh round, ended up being a fantastic player.
Ended up being a Hall of Fame caliber player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, truly no guarantees in this league, man.
No, you gotta work for it.
That you do. It is Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Nirvana, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Sean Canwell.
So I have a blog here, courtesy of the Chive. It's and I think you are going to agree with every single one on here. I know I do. Unwritten social rules everyone should know.
Okay.
I don't even know if they're unwritten. I think this is sometimes it's just common sense.
Yeah, that seems about right.
I mean, common sense like this. Do not stand still right at the entrance or an exit of a door. Let people pass. That drives me
That
about
seems
bonkers.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah, you're trying to go enter a store or leave or at a restaurant, and somebody's just standing there.
Wow, yeah, that guy gets old real quick.
Can you get out of the way? I mean, enter.
Move, bitch, get out the way.
there was one time I was trying to get booked at this bar. And I'm walking out, and the door opens, and this lady, she's opens the door, and she's not even looking forward, and she's, like, looking behind her. All of her friends are, like, pointing to me, like, you know, I'd like to get out, please. And
how dare you want to leave the store?
It was, like 30,
whatever.
30 seconds, and I'm like, can you look forward, please? Oh, didn't know you were standing there because you weren't looking forward.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention to literally anything.
Doorways, you have a responsibility to enter or exit and get the hell out of the way.
Doesn't seem like this should be that hard, but apparently for a lot of people it is.
Okay. When somebody tells you, "Ah, it's getting late, I'm getting tired," or I have a lot on at work tomorrow, when you're over at their place, it's time for you to go. That's your hint.
No, that's absolutely the case, and I've been the guy who's absolutely guilty of being the last guy at the party. It's happened a few times.
Oh, I mean, I don't think that's what they're talking about. It's when the host is giving you, I got a lot of work to do tomorrow. Oh,
complete with the knee slap and the whole bit.
Oh, the Midwestern knee slap. Well, anyway, that's usually reserved for the person who's the guest. It's like, well, I got to get going. I got to hit the dusty trail. But some people just don't get it. Or they want to do the Midwestern goodbye, which can drive people crazy.
We've all been there.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, yeah, all right. And they're putting their shoes on. And then they're standing in the door. And then, you know, it's just like you just want to slam the door in their face. All right, bye-bye.
Rachel's family is kind of the kings of that. Like the extended family. Like, we go down and see them, like, there is no, like, the goodbye, like, carries from the front room into, like, they're literally standing still talking to you when you're inside your car.
Yeah.
Like, that does happen from
time
to time.
They're still talking. You can see their lips moving as you're driving. Put it in reverse. See you later.
I get those occasionally at the bar, too. Like, no, I'm trying to, like, when I'm trying to leave at the end of the night and there's still people who just don't want to go. Like, yeah, it's great. See you later. You're on my time now. I'm out of here. Like,
yeah.
I get very like no, it's. I can't serve you any more booze. I'm really kind of done dealing with you. Please leave.
Another one. Some people don't get this, and some people don't care to get this. Put your shopping cart back after you're done.
Oh, everyone knows those people. Don't I mean, the ones who just leave their cart like in a parking spot.
Yeah. And they don't put in the cart corral. I've seen some people that I've worked with. You know these kind of people. They just, when they don't think anybody's watching, they're just really trying to put the screws to society.
Yeah.
So I saw this one lady I used to work with. She was loading up her car, and she would just take the cart, looked to her left, looked to the right, didn't see me, and just shoved the cart randomly, like in a haphazard way. If it hit another car, she probably would have been happy as hell.
Yeah.
Like, you are a trashy, trashy human being.
Yeah, like, I see the thing from time to time about the whole, like, the shopping cart experiment. Like, if you're the kind of person that's not willing to put away your cart, like, that you're just, a bad person or whatever, like, I kind of don't disagree with those people.
Yeah, you are a garbage human being. You probably should stay home. Stay out of society.
Is it really that hard to return the shopping cart, really?
Sometimes it's difficult because it's maybe wind blowing or cold or raining or something like that. But yeah, still do it.
Right. Just don't be a jerk, man. It's not that hard to do.
If there's a parking spot right next to a cart corral, bonus. Go there. You go. You can put the cart. I look for a cart spot by a cart corral. Call it good.
Yeah. Same.
All right. Clean up after yourself and your pets.
That should go without saying. You'd be surprised how often people don't do it.
Yeah. I told this story many times, but there's always somebody new listening. I remember when I was living in the trailer park, I had trailers behind me, and these neighbors who had a boxer dog that lived kitty corner from me. His name was Joe Boxer. I only know this because all day long, come here, Joe Boxer. Come here, Joe Boxer. Come here, Joe Boxer. Come here, Joe Boxer. Joe Boxer is all over the damn neighborhood. And I come home one morning, I was working thirds, come 7:30, I am tired, and this dog is just doing a power squat in my backyard. And I'm standing next to Joe Boxer, who is just doing a back cracker, just really loafing down. And I'm looking at his dog daddy, who's on his Nextel at the time. Remember those things?
Oh, yes.
How fun those were?
I don't miss that at all.
Hey, what you doing? Nothing. And he's just sitting there talking. He's looking at me, looking at him, also looking at his dog. And nothing. That turd was still sitting there the next night. I'm thinking, I should have cleaned out my cat's litter box right in his lawn. But I was like, no.
I absolutely probably would have. Like, I don't stand for that crap. Like, you're going to let your dog, you know, do that in my yard. If I know where you live, it's going to end up on your front porch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I got to clean it up, like, it's getting cleaned up and brought back to you, jackass.
It's going to be on the hood of your car.
No, that's probably better. Right on the windshield. Yeah, you have fun with that, dude. Like, that pisses me off more than anything, the people that don't, because we have it happen occasionally here, like, out in my driveway. Like, I don't have dogs.
Right.
And this dog made a significant portion of the way down my driveway and decided to relieve itself
here. I've seen those little pyramids.
Yeah, like, when I find out who it is, I swear to God, yeah, when I clean it up, like, it's showing up on your front lawn, like, hey.
It's probably your next-door neighbors, because they got a dog that greets me every time I come in.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't get out past the fence, though. Like, they don't.
Yeah.
And if they do, then it's going to be a real problem, but.
Yeah, right. So, also, another, we're reading through a blog of, what is the heading of this? I don't know. Unwritten social rules everyone should know. You should offer to pay someone for gas if they drive you a lot of places. Absolutely.
I mean, isn't that the rule? You fly all by? I thought that was a pretty accepted.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's driving you all over the place, throw them a 10, throw them a 20. It depends on where you're going. If
buy them a round or two or five.
If they're helping you move, you fill their tank.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If they're driving to like a concert or a sporting event, you chip in for gas. It's just what you do.
Right.
It makes total sense.
Like, that's just kind of the social contract, man. Like, if the guy who's driving, you don't you make sure he's at least getting something paid for doing so.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been to situations where a guy's like, no, I've already filled up the tank. You don't need to pay gas. But then you buy him dinner.
Right.
Something.
Exactly. Like, it's not that difficult of a thing. Like, I thought that was just kind of the general understanding.
Yeah, I mean, especially since if that guy's driving, typically they have to stay sober. So, you got to make sure they have a good time somehow.
Exactly.
When someone here's a new one to the list. When someone shows you a pic on their phone, no swiping allowed.
No, yeah. You're going to see some things that you don't want to see otherwise.
Yeah, there's a
that's how you end up seeing some video of your friends that you really, really did not want to.
It's like, oh wow, you and your wife are really adventurous. Wow.
Yeah, you're into some weird stuff.
Wait,
man.
A minute, is that my house in the background? Oh my God. All right. This one is definitely high on my list.
Okay.
Perfume cologne is meant to be discovered, not announced. And we've talked.
Some people overdo it with that, for sure.
Oh, especially a lot of the merchandisers at my store. I was like, wow, that's some cologne you got there, huh? And the guy's like, oh, you don't like it? And I was like, no, it tastes great. I mean, do you spritz it on or do you use a lacquer brush? I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, it is horrendous. If I can taste the cologne or perfume, it's too much.
Yeah, no, some people go way over the top with that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I will have that over the people who apparently don't know what the F deodorant is.
Right.
Which, for the love of God, people, I don't know if it's on the list or not, but, buy a damn stick of deodorant, would you? Like, I have, people, like, I encounter, like, literally, the room will smell like BO for a good 10 minutes after they leave.
Yep.
Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, I've known some people. Luckily, I'm not one of those people, but they'll put on deodorant in the morning, but after working or something like that, that deodorant punches out.
Yeah.
And, I carry a small one of the little travel sticks in my console of my car just in case.
Right.
Something like that. But, yeah, I mean, and by the way, this is more for, like, the young guys. Axe body spray is not deodorant.
There is a difference.
There is a huge difference.
I mean, they make a deodorant, but the spray stuff in itself is not deodorant. Learn the difference.
Yes.
Thank you.
Don't abandon your friend at a party where they hardly know anyone.
Yeah, that's definitely a no-no, you would think.
I mean,
now when you say abandon them, like, I know a guy who literally the other night got just abandoned at the bar they were hanging out at. Like, the other dude just straight up left the place, left him stranded. I assume that's not what they're talking about here.
No, they're like a house party, and you get there with somebody, and this could go for your significant other too. I mean, you don't want to like, oh, hey, why don't you come upstairs and see my rock room? Okay, and then leave your friend or significant other down there with a bunch of people they don't know.
I'll say this. The significant other thing, absolutely, because it's Rachel's worst nightmare to be left in a room with a bunch of people she doesn't know trying to make small talk.
Oh, yes.
I can't think of anything worse in the world for her, and that's about 90% of the parties and things.
Yeah.
Unless it's like, you know, being hosted by one of our immediate circle of people.
Right.
Like, it's, I usually am the one who knows everyone at the party, and she, like, knows nobody. Like, but she could also, I could introduce her to the same person 10 times. Like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, we've all been there. What I like to do, and I think I might have learned this trick from Drew, is a lot of times if you're in a room with a friend and you're a bunch of strangers, you say, oh, you need to tell them that story where you went bear hunting or something like that. And, you know, you like to bear hunt. This person bear hunts. You need to tell them that story that you told me. That, you know, kind of get them on common, help find common ground between them, and go from there.
Now, Drew, I probably would just leave with the other person, because by the time I come back, Drew will have learned his entire life story.
Yep.
He'll probably have gotten some sort of like deep connection with them by the time I return.
Oh, absolutely.
Or they'll just be like, get him out of here. Yeah. One of the two.
Could be both. Drew Drew is great around strange people. I mean,
he is strange people.
Yeah,
so
he tried sales for a little while doing like mortgages or something like that. And that is, he would make a really good salesman. He really
I feel like that's where he belongs, really.
I think so. Okay, moving down the list. Window seat gets an armrest and a wall. Middle seat gets two armrests. They must be talking about on a plane. Aisle gets an armrest and a bit of extra leg. We're not animals. We live in a society.
Well, okay. What I've only ever been on a plane once. Do they necessarily have like two armrests next to each other?
No,
like,
no, they don't. No. It's,
so you're
armrest
still...
seat, armrest seat, armrest seat, wall.
Plane, right.
Fuselage.
Exactly. So, like, I don't understand how that.
The middle person gets the two armrests, and
so the people on the outsides don't get any armrest at all.
Well, the one on the by the aisle gets an armrest and the extra leg room, and the
window seat gets nothing.
But there's like a little armrest right there, so you can lean over here. I guess
you're sharing an armrest with the
no,
other.
No, like, no, you're the armrest on your right. By the window.
Well, you're saying the middle seat person gets two armrests, so
that's what
there's not
saying.
Two armrests next to each other, so you're sharing an armrest, which just also seems like disaster.
You get one, the person in the aisle gets one, and the person in the middle gets two, I guess.
But there's only three. One plus one plus two does not equal three.
Four. It's aisle, armrest, seat, armrest, seat, armrest, seat, armrest, wall.
There's an armrest up against the wall?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't have the window seat, man. To be fair. But that I'm fine with the aisle seat though, as a general rule.
I like the aisle seat.
I don't need the armrest so much. Like I like having the extra leg room because, you know, I'm a, you know, larger and kind of a tall fella.
I like the aisle at sporting events, at concerts and everything, because if I'm in the middle, I'm instantly like, oh man, I know I'm gonna have to pee, and that will ruin my entire time because I'll be sitting there. I'm probably gonna have to pee here soon, and I'm gonna have to make all these people get up. This is gonna suck.
Yeah.
So like in a movie, I'm the aisle seat.
Yeah, I try for that whenever I can get that because it's honestly, you're right, it is easier that way because when I have to go vacate to, you know, use the facilities or get food or whatever, like I don't want to be the guy that has to make the entire damn row of people move.
Exactly. If someone says no to alcohol, donuts, a second serving, just say okay. Do not say, oh, come on, or ask them why. Such unnecessary pressure. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, like, I know we are probably not so good about that. Like,
well, if it's somebody we kind of don't know or we know they're not a drinker, we're not going to be like, oh, come on. But if it's somebody that we've been drinking with before and they're like, nah, I don't want to do another shot, we might be like... Chicken.
Yeah, that's not quite what you say, but yeah,
you're cleaning it up.
Yeah, you get a little bit more strongly worded than that.
No.
Just a little bit, anyway.
Here is one that is near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Keep your shopping cart to the side of the aisle.
Yeah, that should be standard operating procedure.
Yeah, stay with your shopping cart. I hate it when people like have a shopping cart and then they walk over here and they walk over here. I call it satelliting. You know, you got your shopping cart here, because now you're taking up two spots in the aisle, and people like me want to trip you.
Trip you, or just go send your shopping cart rolling out into a main aisle or something. Yeah. Like, that's what's going to happen. Like, clearly you don't need this that badly.
Right. Another thing is, you having a bad day does not allow you to be an a-hole to anyone else.
I feel like more people need to be made aware of that.
Yeah. Just because you're in a bad mood doesn't mean I did it. Chill out.
Because my people are very much that way. In a general rule, especially when you work in the service industry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm having a bad...
Their problem becomes your problem and everyone around them's problem.
Yes. Seems that way, doesn't it?
A lot.
Also,
like,
I'm going to piggyback on that. If you know if somebody's in a bad mood, don't keep telling them. Don't keep rubbing their... Oh, wow, you're in a bad mood. Why don't you cheer up?
Yeah, that tends to also not make it better, but just don't be a dick.
Right. Here's another wedding advice. I think we all know this one. Do not wear white to a wedding. Only the bride wears white.
Yeah, I don't know.
Of course, I know a lot of brides who shouldn't be wearing white. Kidding.
He's not kidding at all, folks. Not even a little bit. Yeah, I can't say that's something we've run into ever, but that I can remember.
Oh, yeah, there was one time... my first wedding, we were having over my dad's, and my fiance at the time, we were sitting there, and we were at a local watering hole, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're Joe's son, right? Yeah, we're getting married the same day. Yeah, we're probably going to stop by the reception, your guys' reception after our wedding. There'll be two brides there, and she's, like, looking at my wife, and she's looking at me, and like I'm, like, looking at her, I'm like, and I told him, I was like, there's no effing way. We will send you out. There's only going to be one bride at our wedding. We're paying for everything, and that's going to be this one.
Yeah, that. How close of friends were they? Oh, not very.
I never saw them again. Now, I mean, I even talked to my dad, and he's like, oh, I hardly remember talking to them people. Because my dad, he was always a social person. Oh, yeah, you ought to come on. Oh, yeah, come on. There's going to be plenty of food for everybody. It's going to be a great time. Oh, yeah, wear your wedding dress. I mean, what, are you going to change clothes? All right, go ahead. They won't. Right, then my stepmom probably pulled him aside. Joe, what were you thinking?
You can see that.
Yeah. Okay. If you get the feeling that you're talking too much, you undoubtedly are. Stop talking. Let others speak. Ask questions and wait for responses. And do not respond or interrupt. See, I have a problem with that sometimes, especially when I'm talking hockey, because I just want to... I have to consciously tell myself, shut up and listen. Because, you know, I just want to, oh, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. When I get excited about something, I have to, like, shut up.
That's why I just let you go during the hockey segment, man. That's when we start talking hockey, like, here, just have, you have the floor, sir.
Oh, yeah, folks, you don't see it. Because he just puts his headphones down, grabs the keys to the bathroom, and leaves. Comes back. I'm still talking. Kidding.
It works for me. Gives me a little bit of a break. I'm good with it.
All right. Here's one that definitely... I'm not much of a gum chewer, and you're not much of a gum chewer. I don't think I've ever seen you chew gum. Spit your gum in the trash. It's not that hard. Simple. To the point. Don't put it underneath any furniture. Don't...
I hate those people. Like, that's just the worst.
Yep.
You know, every desk in school had the, you know, the... Stalactites. Fossilized gum underneath it.
Yep. And then you wonder why don't they allow gum in school? Because you guys can't handle it.
Also, maybe I'm weird. I just swallowed my gum.
You were...
On the very rare occasion I actually had gum.
Wow, you're a sociopath. Nobody swallows their gum because it takes forever to digest. And then I heard that you fart bubbles.
Well, none of that's actually true.
Nope, my mom told me, so it must be true. If you're walking slowly with your friends and notice someone slightly impatient behind you, then please move to the side. Yeah, don't take up an entire hallway or a sidewalk or something like that. Get out of the way.
Yeah, that gets annoying really quick. Especially because I am that impatient person, I feel like, most of the time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but, I mean, and what side do you pass on? The left.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But also, I will also put on there, when you're on an escalator And if you don't plan on climbing the steps, move to the right so other people can.
Yeah, because I'm also the guy that's climbing the steps on the escalator.
You're completely ignoring the fact of the escalator. The escalator does it all the work for you.
Yeah, but I have places to go, and I want to get there quicker. Like, also, the how they have the airport,
The people, the treadmill kind of thing?
Yeah, basically. I'm the guy walking on that, too. We don't have that much damn time. Come on.
Oh, here's another one. And this will be the last one. Stop listening to your phone on speaker in crowded public places. No one wants to hear your music, your conversation, or your games.
That is the most annoying thing ever. And I always want to take your phone and launch it across the room.
Oh, yeah.
When that happens.
There's people that will do that in a break room, in a communal area, just listening to, like, YouTube or blasting music. So there was one time I had just had enough. And this woman, I gave her hints. Like, you work in the electronics department, right? Yeah. Do you have, like, earbuds for sale over there? I don't know. I was like, why don't you buy some? Okay, I get it. Okay. And then the next day, she's like, I mean, I'm talking about full blast. I'm not like, I can kind of hear it, and it's kind of annoying me. It's like full blast. Everybody else is looking. So I sat like a couple seats from her in Michigan band. I started playing Pestilent Age, Cookie Monster music. Roar, roar. She got the hint.
Yeah, that'll do it. That will absolutely do.
And also, you don't want to hear conversations that goes back to the whole Nextel thing. I'm glad those things are gone.
Yeah, there's some, your conversations are not something I need to hear or want to hear. Like, just knock it off. Just keep
knock it off.
Invest in a pair of earbuds or a Bluetooth headset or something.
Exactly.
Do the rest of us a favor. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Barnes Courtney at your only new rock alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. And so we just did the bit about, the social contract such as it is and the things that should kind of be expected out of everybody. This is one that probably should have made that list.
Okay, lay it on me.
A Culver's customer went viral on TikTok after posting several videos documenting his exchange with the cashier he dubbed the, quote, rudest Culver's employee. The customer seemed to be deliberately aggravating the cashier in his videos, which have now been deleted. In one video, the TikToker stalled at the counter, which visibly annoyed the cashier. The cashier asked the customer whether he was going to order or just stand there trying to catch up on nothing. The customer replied, I don't know. Then get out of the line until you figure out what you want, the cashier said. The customer began to order but stalled again. Finally, he asked the customer whether the burgers were good. Sure, yeah, they're good. Is that what you're going to order? The customer ignored the question and said he needed to see how many calories the item had. Two additional TikToks showed the customer asking questions about menu items he didn't order and adding on items after the cashier repeated his order. The cashier expressed mild annoyance at the TikToker's behavior throughout the exchange. He even told another employee he had to deal with this guy who doesn't even know half of what he wants.
Yeah, this guy, I mean, sounds like the employee probably upped it up a notch a little bit. I mean, but they're annoyed. Anybody would be annoyed. They're saying what we all want to say in the service industry. Absolutely. I don't want to use the word hero, but I definitely, he's getting up there.
No, I would use the term here. I see the hero term is overused these days, but this guy says exactly what we're all thinking.
Now, the TikToker, this person, went,
it's a jackass.
There, went in there for to go viral. And yeah, to go viral and just be a jackass reminds me a lot of, remember Elaine on Seinfeld going saying I'm going to get some soup and just does things to annoy the soup Nazi and then gets banned.
Yeah,
that kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah, kind of. Mike, art really does imitate life or something of the sort, doesn't it? Other way around, but it's possibly my biggest annoyance with people, and like I feel like it's half the reason that the lines are as long as they are at fast food restaurants. The food that you're getting, the menu at the fast food restaurants hasn't changed in like 30 goddamn years. Know what you're doing when you get up to the window or F off.
Yep, exactly.
Or get out the way and let the people who know what they're doing place their orders and get on with things in a timely fashion.
Exactly. I think that's simple. Know what you want. I mean, they got a menu as you're, you know, in line going up to the speaker box. And if you got,
you have a smartphone, for Christ's sake, you have every piece of information you need.
Yep.
Every place in the world has a menu on their website you can go and look at. If you need all the information about calories or whatever the hell, like you clearly don't need this information, but you're just trying to be an obnoxious jackass.
Yep.
It's on their website. It's always on their goddamn website. Go and look at that before
over at McDonald's.
You wonder why so many people have that the menu anxiety we talked about a while back, like who don't go somewhere if they haven't looked up the menu.
Yep.
That's why. Because we've dealt with idiots like this and we hate them and we don't want to be that guy.
Yep, exactly. Do your research. I mean, McDonald's, they'll put the calories right next to it, which I don't like. I don't want to be reminded of how much calories are in there. I'm not there for health conscious reasons.
No, absolutely not.
I'm hungry and I want something quick, and that's it. Let's keep the calories out of the conversation here.
Yeah, we don't really need to know that information. Like, that's not really helping me and make my decision any, but I guess there are some people. Like, quite frankly, if you're that concerned about calories and all that, why are you eating fast food anyway?
Exactly. Well, I kind of want to know the science on it. Why is a simple hamburger like 1,200 calories? What is in that hamburger?
I don't know. And I don't want to know. Because then I'm probably never going to want to eat that at that place again. And, you know, some mysteries are just better left unanswered.
Exactly. and I don't want to know that history.
I don't. But, no, like, it's standard operating procedure. If you don't know what you want, get out. Step aside and let the people who do go ahead of you.
Yeah. It's people just can't deal in society. Or they want to be frustrating in society.
Yeah.
They completely omit courtesy out of their personality.
It's basically every idiot TikToker out there. Like, that's what these people do. Like, they think, like, we're going to go around and be annoying to the people around us, and it's going to make for great content.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they get off on that sort of thing.
The stepkids were watching a video of these two jackanapes, and they were going in there and seeing how many targets they can get kicked out of.
Yeah, like, these people exist. I mean, have we maybe gotten kicked out of a store or two in our time, like in our high school days? Sure. did maybe one of us try to run over your night manager with an Amigo? Sure.
It probably happened, but no, those kind of things happen. You didn't have a camera.
No.
Hey, everybody, watch us do it. No, because that's evidence.
Yeah. No, we don't want evidence. Like, it's a funny story to tell 20 years later, but like the entirety of the internet doesn't need to see it.
Exactly.
But also, I can't imagine ever having been the person who would be doing doing something like this, because, you know, at some point I have to come back to this restaurant, and I know I'm never going to get served here again.
Yeah. 10 years later, it's like, I remember you. You go on get.
Like, I am way too conscious of these things. Like, I can't just go out and be a raging jackass at places. Like, even if I wanted to, the fact that, I might run into you again someday really makes me kind of hold back from would hold me back from doing it if I ever had the inclination to do so.
Exactly. That's why I'm sure there's no such thing as karma. Because how comes when I have a customer that's like really rude to me, how come I don't run into them at their job or just see them in a random setting? I never do that. That's not fair. Because if somebody was like, well, I don't think your best is good enough. I want to see her, working behind the desk at a library or something like that. Just really give it to her.
So you really throw. So you just throw that line back at her.
Yeah.
I know. Wouldn't that just be lovely? That would make my life so much more fun to see some of these people at their jobs and give them the crap they give me.
Exactly.
I would love it.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, sadly, it doesn't work out that way nearly as often as I'd like.
Sadly, no.
Here's Royal Blood at Solid State Radio. White Stripes, your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. Ready to judge some people?
Let's do that judging.
I feel like we're pretty damn good at this point. Let's do another a second round this week. Am I the a-hole? Shall we?
Sure.
Let's get into this. Am I the a-hole for ordering food to go and my friend group wanted to split the check evenly? This has been an ongoing issue. I have friends group that likes to eat nicer food. Personally, for me, I'm fine getting something cheap on the menu. The issue is they always want to split the check. I've had the conversation so many times that I want to pay for what I ordered. It results in an argument where I have to bend or everyone is mad at me. I also make a lot more than my friends, so it always ends up with them basically calling me cheap. They don't get, I want to pay for my meal, and that's it. Anyway, we went out to eat yesterday, and they all ordered things around $30. I got the house salad, and my total was around $12. They told the server to split the bill, and I didn't want to fight about it again. I asked the server to add on to the bill an entree and dessert for me to take home. This resulted in my bill going up into the 30s. So they asked me what I was doing. I told them I'm getting more food. They got upset that I increased the price they needed to pay. This resulted in another argument, and they think I'm an a-hole. Am I?
No. Order what you want. Order what you want. Pay what you want. They didn't want to go with that route. They didn't want you to go with pay what you want. So, all right, well, I mean, you guys are all ordering like $30, so I'm ordering $30 as well.
Yeah.
Simple.
I don't understand why people are so weird about that. Like this, no, we have to split the check evenly. Like, why do you?
Well, the person who wants the expensive steak wants to split it because it makes it cheaper for them.
And they're like, oh, you're just trying to be cheap. Like, no, I want to pay for what I ordered, not for other people. Like that would get annoying real quick.
Real quick.
Like, I know, like, separate checks is not exactly fun for, you know, the service industry person, but it also, it's still more a more equitable solution than no matter what, everyone's splitting the bill evenly.
Yeah, like, I mean.
I'm thankful I don't run into that either, you know, we're all paying our own individual thing or someone's, you know, picking the whole damn thing up, whichever. Yeah. But, like, why even do this?
Yeah, it's that. I don't know. That must not be a Midwestern thing because I don't hear that often. I hear, like, people complaining on, like, the East and West Coast, you know, you all getting together. It's like, oh, we'll just all pitch in separately. And, no, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, I'm not paying $30 for a house salad. I mean, it's bad enough this person was paying $12 for a house salad. I mean, let's address that for a second. What house salad can you order that makes it $12?
That's in a lot of places. So, like, we're not talking, like, you know, your little side salad that's mostly iceberg lettuce with, like, a couple tomatoes and a light sprinkling of cheese. Like, right. We're probably talking about, like, a big old, like, dinner-sized salad here.
I would hope so.
I would assume so.
For $12? But if I'm right, and if it's on either the East Coast or the West Coast, it may not be. It's like, well, we put cheese on there. That's gonna up the price a bit. So are they the a-hole? No, they are not.
No, absolutely not. Like, your friends are a-holes for insisting on this. Like, it really seems like they're, like, why would you be so insistent on this other than you're trying to take advantage and make this person pay part of your tab?
Right?
Because you know that they don't eat a lot or whatever.
Yeah, let's say there's four of them. There's $30 for the other three, so that's $90. And then you got your $12, you know, so $102, and they want you to spend $27 plus tip. For a that's crazy. That's unethical.
Right. Like, I have no problem if you tell me, you know, right at the jump that you want the bills to be separate for your large group or whatever. Like, yep. But don't, like, oh, just put it all together and we'll figure it out later. And then be like, we all want to pay it separately and do this. Like,
yeah,
that's where it gets a bit over the top.
Well, that's when the server usually. Takes it, okay, is this all on one, or are you going to be on your, kind of orchestrating things, and that's the way, but I mean, also.
That's how I do it, like, right off the jump, if they're going to start a tab, like, is this all going on, like, who's paying for what here, like, I don't want there to be questions later.
Yeah, right, and also, folks, I mean, if you have a server separating bills and stuff like that, that you got to up the tip about 5%.
Damn straight you do.
it just makes sense. So, no, I decree this person is not the a-hole.
No, but they certainly hang out with a lot of people who are.
Yes, they do.
I'll say that much. All right, let's do another one of these real quick, shall we?
All right.
Am I the a-hole for not telling my former fiancé I bought her dream house? 10 years ago, my fiancé left me a few weeks before our wedding. We grew up in a small town. We were friendly, went to the same school, but were never in the same clique. She was one of the popular kids, and I wasn't. Yada, yada, yada. Ran into the ex, worked at the hospital. One day while waiting, I asked her out. We shared a lot of the same interests. About a year or so into dating, we moved into a rented house together. The following year, I proposed. We began looking for a house. She said she always wanted to live in her grandparents' lake house, but her family was forced to sell that house. 6 months before the wedding, I was able to buy the house. The couple who bought her house had grown tired of our snowy winters. It took some work and nearly all my savings, but I was able to buy her her dream house. It was going to be her surprise wedding gift, so I didn't dare tell anyone in her family or her my plans. A month before our wedding, ex and her friends went to Miami for the bachelorette party. I'm not sure what happened, though, but I know her high school boyfriend was there. When she got back from the trip, she broke down and confessed she was afraid to get married, wanted to call it off, ended up moving to Florida, and married the high school boyfriend. I ended up moving back to the city for an amazing job, but I still had the lake house. We started to fix it up. It took a few years. Yada, yada, yada. My, there's just a lot of extemporaneous information here that really is not necessary. This summer, we had 4th of July at the lake house. My sister-in-law used photos from the lake this summer in her Christmas card. One of those cards made it to the ex's cousin. The cousin recognized the house. The Saturday before New Year's, my ex's mother and sister were at my front door. After initial pleasantries, they made an offer to buy the house. I refused. They were not happy. A few days later, I got a long text from the ex. It's the first time in 9 years that she's talked to me. She called me an a-hole for keeping this from her. Her family is blaming her for losing the house again. She then asked me to sell. I still have no intention to sell. Now her and her family are complaining on social media that this is some sort of revenge. Am I the a-hole?
No. No, I think that's great. First of all, you had the best intentions. You bought her a house, the house she wanted.
Her dream house for, you know, as a wedding gift to your, well, soon-to-be wife.
And what, I mean...
Not your fault she has ran off with some guy she used to screw back in high school?
Yeah, yeah. She went out for a bachelorette party celebrating, you know, the upcoming nuptials, and she found, you know, somebody she... I'm trying to keep this PC. I really cleaned up. You end up hooking up with your ex-boyfriend... No, it's not his fault at all. I think that's great. And the fact that he wouldn't sell it, he's happy there. He moved in. 9 years later, she's like, oh, she just now figured out he's living there after 9 years. Yeah, that was a dream house, huh?
Right. Clearly, they didn't want it that badly up until they figured out that you had it.
Yep. So, yeah, well, I can't believe you lived in that house. Well, it was supposed to be our house, but you know, your Florida vacation got extended, huh?
Yeah. Like, that's whose fault is that? Sucks to be you. Yeah. Have fun. Now go kick rocks with your new...
it was my grandma's house. Yeah. I found it, like the piece of cement where they carved their names in there when they laid it back in 1970. I carved that out. I got a jackhammer and took care of that. All the pets that you had buried in the backyard, yeah, they got them exhumed. They're out of there. Yeah, there's nothing. Remember the little growth chart you had on there?
Painted over that.
Yeah, just painted right over it. A flat black.
Yep. You know, I think it's entirely fair.
Exactly. I think that's great.
Fantastic, honestly. Like, good on you, quite frankly, for saying, like, no. Like, I bought this house. Like, you this wouldn't have been a problem had you not gone and screwed around on me at the bachelorette party and decided that the D was better on the other side. So
yeah, exactly. And it's not like he's living there just to spite her. He's had the place for 9 years. Hadn't talked to her in 9 years. I mean, living there, built his own life there.
Right.
So, yeah, all of a sudden, you know, the family is blaming her for losing the house again. Yeah, and
well, maybe, I mean, like, it is her fault.
So, absolutely. But then also getting upset with him because they want... No, that's not how this works.
That's not how any of this works.
So I decree... This person is not the a-hole.
Not the a-hole at all. Damn, we're just on top of this judgment thing today, man, as always.
I promise to completely screw up the next one. I promise to completely blow the next one right out of the water.
Okay. Fine, let's do it. Am I the a-hole for picking a revealing bridesmaid dress in order to get one of my bridesmaids to drop out?
Wow.
Oh, don't you worry. It gets even better from here.
Okay.
So this has been a long time coming. My soon-to-be husband has a sister. Let's call her Mia. Now, Mia and I do not click very well. I'm polite, but I wouldn't say we're friends. Felt like I was forced by his family to make her a bridesmaid or she'll be sad. I'm going to be blunt. Mia's fat and very insecure about it. This has led bridesmaid dress shopping to be a nightmare. Never could find something she wants, and all the other bridesmaids and me would like it. So I gave everyone two options to vote. Option one was getting a dress that can be styled multiple ways, or picking from a collection so everyone matches, but they'll need to pay for it. Option two was, I'll buy everyone's dress, but when I choose the dress, my decision is final. Okay. My five bridesmaids voted in option two won, so I picked out a blue strapless dress with a mini slit. I really like it and knew Mia would have an issue with it. I sent a picture to all the bridesmaids and confirming the right size before I ordered it. This is where it blew up. Mia was pissed that I picked a revealing dress. This resulted in an argument where she thinks I'm a huge jerk, and I told her she can step down if she has issues with the dress. She tried to get the family on her side.
I'm a huge jerk? Well, you're just huge.
She tried to get the family on her side, but everyone knows I gave them options and had watched me struggle to find something everyone wants.
That she now has to pay for.
Right. Edit, she voted for the option where I pay for the dress. I truly didn't ask her, since her and mother-in-law announced that she was one of my bridesmaids at a family gathering. The only way to keep peace with the whole family was basically giving her what she wanted. I've also gone to four different shops to find a dress for everyone.
Right. Wow. I think that bridesmaid put herself in that situation and kind of has to grin and bear it. Huh. Oh, wow. I mean, it's bad that she just can't say, you know what? No, I hardly know you. I don't want you as my bridesmaid. But she doesn't want to create a rift in the family. But still, again,
like, who the hell is
it's your wedding.
Who the hell is a mother-in-law thinks she is to decide, yeah, she's going to be a bridesmaid in your wedding? Like, no, that's not how this works. No outside forces get to dictate who I involve in my wedding, period, full stop.
Exactly. Exactly. We see this way too often, both in these letters and in real life.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to let other people dictate who's going to be in the wedding. Like, the family doesn't like it? Well, it sucks to be them.
Yeah.
They're not the ones who are entering into a lifelong legal contract with somebody.
Yeah. Every time you guys give me any kind of flack, the bridesmaid's dress gets more revealing. There's one, a plunging neckline.
You get shorter and shorter. Like, literally, it's going to be cut all the way down to the belly button.
Yeah,
like,
it's going to be all the way over there. There's going to be some major cleavage going on there. Oh, you're still talking. Okay, how about fishnet stockings? Now you got to wear fishnet stockings. And with old Mia here, that fishnet is going to look like kielbasa. That's going to look like a spiral ham. Keep talking. Oh, you're still talking. All right. Blue eyeshadow. Yeah, that's just really a slut up the makeup too.
Really double down here. Like you're not gonna be wearing anything by the time we're done here if you keep it up.
Yeah.
No, you're not an a-hole. Quite frankly, his family are being a-holes by forcing you into doing this.
Yeah.
Like, she knew what she was getting herself into.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, first of all, I think all the bridesmaids are a-holes. Hey, how about second option, I pay for all your dresses. Oh, yeah, okay, let's do that. Which, I mean, I guess if she's offering it up and the people take them up on that offer, well,
I mean, if you throw out the option, then I mean,
yeah, if you put out the option and people take it, maybe they're not the a-hole, but they also have to deal with the consequence. And that's what this whole Mia is not understanding.
Well, I feel like she was willing to pay for the dresses from the get, and this is just like, okay, if you want something different, you're paying for it.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Exactly.
So, no, you're not the a-hole at all. Like, kick her out of the wedding, man. Like, that, you've absolutely earned that right, quite frankly.
But I think you should still send us pictures of the other bridesmaids in the dresses. Just for,
just to be on the safe side, yeah, for research purposes.
Yeah, research purposes only.
There you go. I think it's enough judgment for one day. It is happy hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around. Manchester Orchestra, your local alternative Solid State Radio. Apparently, Jim Harbaugh going and interviewing with another NFL team. Didn't we just hear this last offseason that when he started flirting with the Vikings that, oh, this will be the last time I go and interview with another NFL team. Oh, how wrong we were about that. But that's not even the craziest part of it. There's apparently some rather interesting details in a proposed contract with Michigan if he were to stay there. And we'll get into those more on the show tomorrow. But man, it just gets old at some point, does it not? If you're a school, hell, your coach just won a natty and he's been saying for the last 3 years, oh no, I'm done looking and sniffing around the NFL, and then immediately starts sniffing around the NFL again. Gets a little tiring after a while, I would imagine. It's happy hour. It's Solid State Radio. Stick around.
over.
Jack Daniels!
It is happy hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge here on a Thursday afternoon. Stick around. A full hour of local original music comes your way next on Sessions. All being well, talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya.